二，高中英语听力专线十。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Can you take me to the Fairyland restaurant quickly? I'm already 5 minutes late.
I'll try, but the traffic is so heavy, it will take at least another 15 minutes.
Hello, Mr. Raymond. I didn't know you were in Shanghai.
Oh, hello, Miss Debbie. I arrived a few days ago. I'm afraid I have to fly back before this weekend. Linda, how are you getting along with the translation work?
I have written and rewritten so much that I don't know if I'll...ever get it finished.
Did you know the news about the bank robbers?
Yes, but I don't know whether they have been caught or not.
All except one. He escaped while the police were searching the hotel where the other three were hidden.
The mechanic said it would cost $300 to have the car repaired.
We might as well spend $300 more to buy a new one then.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Well, the salad's almost ready. How's the beef going? I'm starving.
So am I. The beef looks just about ready. Just 1 minute. Ow!
What's the matter?
Oh, my finger. I burned my finger.
Oh, wait. I'll get some ice and put it on your finger.
Okay.
There.
Much better. The ice really works.
How does it feel?
Oh, I feel good. Thanks. Let's eat.
Well, the salad's almost ready. How's the beef going? I'm starving.
So am I. The beef looks just about ready. Just 1 minute. Ow!
What's the matter?
Oh, my finger. I burned my finger.
Oh, wait. I'll get some ice and put it on your finger.
Okay.
There.
Much better. The ice really works.
How does it feel?
Oh, I feel good. Thanks. Let's eat.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Anything interesting in the paper today?
Let's have a look. Well, yeah, there are a few here that might interest us. Here's one for just under 400.It only has one bedroom, but it sounds nice. Near a park. It'd be nice to live near a park.
But you know, $390 seems expensive for just one bedroom.
Yes, you're right. Oh, here's one that's a little cheaper. Near University Avenue, it's $350.
How many bedrooms?
Just one, again. That's not a very nice area.
No, it's pretty noisy. I'd prefer a larger place, really.
Yeah, let me see what the cheapest two-bedroom apartment is. Oh, here's a real bargain. It's only $350, but it doesn't have any furniture.
No, you know how much it can cost to furnish an apartment.
Oh, here's another one for just over $400. This sounds very interesting. It's on Metcalf. That's a nice street.
Yes, it's quiet. Anything interesting in the paper today?
Let's have a look. Well, yeah, there are a few here that might interest us. Here's one for just under $400. It only has one bedroom, but it sounds nice. Near a park. It'd be nice to live near a park.
But you know, $390 seems expensive for just one bedroom.
Yes, you're right. Oh, here's one that's a little cheaper. Near University Avenue, it's $350.
How many bedrooms?
Just one, again. That's not a very nice area.
No, it's pretty noisy. I'd prefer a larger place, really.
Yeah, let me see what the cheapest two-bedroom apartment is. Oh, here's a real bargain. It's only $350, but it doesn't have any furniture.
No, you know how much it can cost to furnish an apartment.
Oh, here's another one for just over $400. This sounds very interesting. It's on Metcalf. That's a nice street.
Yes, it's quiet.
听第八段材料，回答第12至14题。
Is this your car?
Yes, why are you asking?
You can't park your car here. Don't you see the sign, no parking here?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't notice it. I haven't been here more than 3 minutes.
I'll have to ask you to move your car at once, otherwise you'll be getting a parking ticket.
Well, where am I to park my car?
There's a car park just around the corner.
Most likely it's full.
Well, anyway, you can't stay here. You see, you are blocking the traffic. Can I see your driving license?
Sure. One moment. Here you are.
Thank you, sir. That's all right. Now, you must move your car.
Very well, officer. I'm going.
Is this your car?
Yes. Why are you asking?
You can't park your car here. Don't you see the sign, no parking here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice it. I haven't been here more than 3 minutes.
I'll have to ask you to move your car at once, otherwise you'll be getting a parking ticket.
Well, where am I to park my car?
There's a car park just around the corner.
Most likely it's full.
Well, anyway, you can't stay here. You see, you are blocking the traffic. Can I see your driving license?
Sure. One moment. Here you are.
Thank you, sir. That's all right. Now, you must move your car.
Very well, officer. I'm going.
听第九段材料，回答第15至17题。
Sorry, I'm late, Tom.
That's all right, Rita. Where have you been?
At the police station. I've lost my handbag, or perhaps someone's taken it. I don't know.
Oh, no. What happened? Sit down. Was there anything important in it?
Important? My checkbook? And all the papers I need for work?
Oh, that's terrible. But how did you lose it?
Well, as you know, I was with a friend all morning and we had lunch together. After lunch, I went shopping, and when I wanted to buy something, I couldn't find my checkbook. Then I remembered that it was in my handbag, and my handbag was in my car.
So you went back to your car?
Yes, but I didn't find it there.
And then you went to the police station?
Not immediately. Before I went to the police station, I called my friend.
You should go to the restaurant where you had lunch and look for it.
Oh, I never thought of that.
You'd better telephone the manager right away.
Sorry I'm late, Tom.
That's all right, Rita. Where have you been?
At the police station. I've lost my handbag, or perhaps someone's taken it. I don't know.
Oh, no. What happened? Sit down. Was there anything important in it?
Important? My checkbook and all the papers I need for work.
Oh, that's terrible. But how did you lose it?
Well, as you know, I was with a friend all morning and we had lunch together. After lunch, I went shopping, and when I wanted to buy something, I couldn't find my checkbook. Then I remembered that it was in my handbag, and my handbag was in my car.
So you went back to your car?
Yes, but I didn't find it there.
And then you went to the police station?
Not immediately. Before I went to the police station, I called my friend.
You should go to the restaurant where you had lunch and look for it.
Oh, I never thought of that.
You'd better telephone the manager right away. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take up a little of your time to let you know about the short program the company is now planning. The program is called Learning from Adventure, and it is designed to develop leadership skills. There will be lectures on public relations and management, as well as outdoor activities such as climbing mountains, long-distance running, and camping. You don't need any past experience. They'll be known at the end of the program text. However, the company will receive a full report on your performance. You are sure to improve your ability to help others to realize their goals and to deal with difficult tasks under difficult conditions. The 12-day program will be in July. If you like, you can use part of your 20-day paid holidays. There's no charge for this program. If you are interested, please write your name on this piece of paper after the meeting. Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take up a little of your time to let you know about the short program the company is now planning. The program is called Learning from Adventure, and it is designed to develop leadership skills. There will be lectures on public relations and management, as well as outdoor activities such as climbing mountains, long-distance running, and camping. You don't need any past experience. They'll be known at the end of the program text. However, the company will receive a full report on your performance. You are sure to improve your ability to help others to realize their goals and to deal with difficult tasks under difficult conditions. The 12-day program will be in July. If you like, you can use part of your 20-day paid holidays. There's no charge for this program. If you are interested, please write your name on this piece of paper after the meeting. Thank you.